This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode. Back for another week, the Unholy Union. This is Linz.
This is Russ.
And we have some new topics to discuss and some that I kind of want to touch on again from last week.
Oh my God. Not that cost of inactivity one.
Oh,
again,
bite
right?
me. Okay, no, good. It's not that one. More like Olympic stuff, but we'll get there. The first thing that I want to talk about, I'm going to jump right in here, is August is my birthday month. Yay.
So now I have to waste money.
What do you mean waste?
Waste.
What do you mean waste?
Money.
What do you mean waste?
Waste lots of money.
You act like I'm like so hard to buy for.
You're getting a vacuum.
I'm like so, what's that, high maintenance or whatever. I'm getting a vacuum. Is that really what you just said?
Is that bad?
Really?
You're going to get a vacuum.
I already have one.
Yeah, well, you need a vacuum that you actually have to do something with, not some robot.
That robot vacuum is awesome, let me just say. It's not even the one that that you typically see. Not the iRobot.
It's not the Roomba.
The Roomba. Wait.
The Roomba. It's yes. The Neato Bot Vac.
Yeah, and it's actually pretty awesome. It does a really good job.
What I would do, if anybody's considering buying one, is get a 20% off coupon for Bed Bath & Beyond and go buy it.
It's fucking beast.
I think
let
we got like
say.
$200 off of this thing.
Uh-huh. Yep. Best way to do it. Best way to do it. Go to Bed Bath & Beyond with the 20% off. Golden.
All right. So what do we got going on this week?
Okay. So like I was saying, this is my birth month. Okay. August is my birth month.
Birth month.
My birth month and my birthday. So during this month, Perseid is a asteroid that, or I'm sorry, is a comet show that occurs once a year. It's when the Earth revolves around the sun and goes through this asteroid field that's been left by a comet that's been, only goes around the sun every some thousand years. But anyways, it's supposed to be really visible between the 11th and the 12th, and it's going to be lighting up the sky.
Okay. Well, we always have looked up these daggone comet shows, and we're like, well, we're going to stay up. It never fucking happens.
I'm letting our listeners know, okay?
Hey, so email us and let us know what happens. Because
take pictures.
Yeah, and send us videos. Yeah, yep. I wanted to put out our email, our podcast email. It's unholyunionpodcast@gmail.com. We're in the process of getting a domain name and stuff, so that'll change. But if you guys have anything you want to talk about or comment on, just send us an email.
Maybe I probably should add that to the beginning of the podcast.
Well,
or maybe at the end.
You talk too.
Too
much, so.
Oh, thanks. You got me started on the iRobot.
Okay.
Anyways, so it's supposed to be spectacular. It's supposed to be, a whole bunch of shooting stars, cosmic display. But it's going to be between the 11th and the 12th, particularly, around midnight into the wee hours in the morning. And under perfect conditions, rates could soar to 200 meteors per hour.
So if you go outside, you have to sign a waiver to God that if you get hit upside the head, you're going to, it's not on me.
Well, get this, though. They're only traveling at like 30 miles per hour when they hit our ozone layer.
Atmosphere.
Thank you, that one.
Oh my God.
Hit our atmosphere. So it's not like they're really going that fast, and then they dissolve before they ever hit the surface. But
she's an astronomer.
I am. I'm an aspiring astronomer. I'm a Leo. Really. Just found out that our daughter is what? A Sagittarius, right? I think so. Yeah. And then,
the Archer dude?
Yeah. And then
whatever that is.
You're a Scorpio. So this is a very interesting household.
Yeah.
So that was one of my topics. Perseid. Make sure you look out for it.
What's
11th
the date?
Or 12th.
Okay. August 11th and the 12th.
Yes.
Okay.
Wee hours of the morning.
So what hours? Yay. You don't know? Just
it's
all morning?
Midnight. Between midnight is when it's going to start.
Okay.
Into the wee hours of the morning, like before daybreak.
Well,
they said like 3 a.m. is probably
so
the best
we will
time.
Definitely not be up. We'll be sleeping.
Well, we just might be up because our daughter loves to throw things at us, waking us up in the middle of the night.
Last night was a nightmare.
Oh, good
FYI,
Lord.
Everybody. This is why this podcast is a day late. Last night we were woken up at about 2 a.m. with a screaming child with 102 fever and weird labored breathing, heart beating fast, kind of out of it. Freaked us out. We call the doctor and he's like, Yeah. Give her Motrin, and if it goes away, then you're good. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to take her to the ER. But if you give her Motrin and nothing happens, then you might want to go to the ER. It's like, oh, yeah, you're reassuring, you fuck.
Mm-hmm. I'm so drained at this point. It has just been nonstop. It's been a really bad summer for her far as sickness goes.
Normally, summer is a time where you don't get sick. Mm-hmm. Not this year.
Nope, not for her, ever.
Yeah, so.
But anywho, so I also wanted to touch on a little bit of what's going on in the world of rap music. This big story right now that Drake basically called out Eminem, and they're going to have a rap battle.
Oh, my God.
He said, this is what Drake said. He was in the studio with, like, I think it was a radio host, and the radio host was like, I heard you have like some beef going on with Eminem and that Eminem might drop an album with, you know, dissing you. And Drake was like, oh, if he does that, then I got something for him. Okay, homeboy. This dude's nickname is Rap God. You got nothing for him, okay? I'm sorry, Drake. I mean, you know, some of your songs, are pretty good. I can dance to them when I'm at a bar. But...
That's what she does in her spare time.
I do. No, not even been to a bar like once in the past year. But you've got nothing on Eminem. Nothing. I mean, in my opinion.
I'd like to see it.
I would too. It'd be entertaining as hell, but you're going to get demolished, bro. I mean, you're going to be back in the wheelchair like you were when you were in Degrassi.
Oh, my God.
When he was in Degrassi, he was in the wheelchair. You're going to get back in the wheelchair, bro.
You're saying Eminem's going to blow that dude's spine out.
I'm sorry, but yes, it's going to come out his mouth. I mean, it's going to be bad. Just by listening to the song, Drake's song Forever, where he had Lil Wayne, he had Kanye, and he... himself Eminem. Did a part, and then Eminem did a part. I mean, come on. Eminem dissed them in Drake's song. Make them look like fools?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know. I can't understand any of that stuff. They talk too fast.
Oh, you can actually repeat almost the whole of Eminem's portion of that song.
Oh, I can't. I'm just going... That's all I'm doing. I just make it sound like I'm talking like him.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would love to see it. On the same token, Drake is going to get stomped.
Well, I mean, you never know. We'll find out. Mm-hmm. Maybe. It's not going to happen.
I mean, they might do a little bit of dissing back and forth in albums.
That's
but
it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, oh yeah, you come step into the ring with me and we'll throw down like mm-hmm. the olden days.
Yep, where it was Eminem versus Juice, and Juice, like, he actually kind of demolished Eminem. Not demolished, they went back and forth a long time before Juice actually won. But yeah, that was when Eminem was like real young. But anywho, so that I hope happens. I really do. Like, in fantasy world, I feel like it would be really awesome. But
what if he actually did? They did do a freestyle battle, and Eminem actually did put him in a wheelchair. He, like, fell over because he sucks so bad. And then Drake was in a wheelchair forever.
No.
That would be so fucked up.
I mean, it would be Degrassi God. Coming to fruition. But
I got my back broke in a freestyle battle.
No. Anyways. So one of the topics that I kind of wanted to retouch on from last week was the Olympics and...
the flying AIDS.
Zika. Zika.
Yeah. That everyone's freaking out about.
But I actually did some research on what Zika is and what, you know, some of the symptoms are and how it's, you know, it's transmitted and all that fun stuff. I really did some research because I wanted to understand what the fear is. So Zika's symptoms are cold flu-like, you know, runny nose, high fevers, that kind of thing. And it can last in your bloodstream for a week. But they recommend that if you're trying to get pregnant, then you wait 8 weeks. Then you wait about 8 weeks to 6 months if you have the symptoms.
6 fucking months?
To get pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on. So if you don't have symptoms, but you've traveled to a place that you know has the mosquitoes that are flying around with the virus, then they recommend 8 weeks, no baby making.
No, how about... you stay safe and you don't fuck for 6 months.
Well, I agree, but if you don't have the symptoms, then you do 8 weeks.
Yeah, but some
if
people,
you have the symptoms, then you do 8 weeks to 6 months. But
some people don't show symptoms when they get sick.
True. That's why they say wait the 8 weeks.
Okay, but they still have Zika.
Not necessarily. Zika is a virus. It's just like a cold.
You want to take that risk.
I understand what you're saying. Totally.
I'm doing the minimum. I would wait, the 6 months and that's it.
The maximum. No, I understand. I would too. But this is what the CDC and WHO say about Zika, that, you know, if you travel to an area, but you don't have symptoms, wait 8 weeks before you try and get pregnant. If you have symptoms, wait 8 weeks to 6 months before you get pregnant, but it's only running through your bloodstream for a week. So in my mind, that says that they don't totally understand.
No, they don't.
What exactly Zika does to your body, if it, you know, stays within your reproductive system for longer than that. But my thing is, okay, with the Olympics, Hope Solo, she's the goalie for the U.S. team in women's soccer, and she posted a whole bunch of pictures of all these insect repellents that she was taking with her to Brazil while she's there for the Olympics. Well, during the first game, which was actually on, I think it was Wednesday?
No.
It was Wednesday. The opening games were on Friday, they actually played on Wednesday. It was before even the opening ceremony. But anyways, they won.
So did that count?
Yes, it counts.
So what the fuck is the opening ceremony for?
The march and the whole, big orchestration.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah. Well, they only have a couple weeks to get this done, so give them a break. But
anyways.
They're
battling all these Zika mosquitoes.
Whenever Hope Solo got the ball during this game, the crowd in Brazil either booed her or screamed Zika at her.
But why?
Every single time. Because of these pictures of the repellent and saying that she doesn't want to get Zika.
She's fucking being safe. Well, what's the problem?
Exactly. But my thing is, they're making such a huge big deal out of this.
Like, they should.
All of the Olympians are making a huge big deal.
Rightfully so.
You're going to be in the Olympics. Most of them will be down in Brazil for a week to the full 4 weeks.
Okay.
So there's 4 weeks that you're probably not seeing your spouse to fuck.
It doesn't matter. Okay, you
so
just...
So there's 4 weeks.
No, listen.
Then you have 4 more weeks, if you don't have symptoms, not to have sex and be safe.
You just listed symptoms and recommendations from the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm. WHO.
Okay.
Yes.
The World Health Organization actually came out and said, let's not do the freaking Olympics in Rio.
Well, I completely agree.
So what's the problem with her saying, I don't really want to, I don't want to go and taking pictures of insect repellent. She's trying to be safe.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
It's ridiculous that people are dogging her for, wanting to be safe.
I agree. I don't think there's anything wrong with what she did. My question is, why are they making such a big deal out of it when, for 8 weeks to 6 months out of your life to do this, big, grand, once-in-a-lifetime experience to be in the Olympics? For most people, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Michael Phelps has been in it, 3 times now? But anyways.
I've been in it.
Oh, really? What did you do? Did you do curling?
Yes.
That looked really wrong.
Yeah, nope. Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay, thanks. But anyways, so 8 weeks to 6 months out of your life, you don't make a baby. I don't understand what the big deal. I understand for women who are pregnant going down there, that's a big deal because they don't want to catch Zika because that could transmit to their child.
The big deal is this is easily avoidable by putting it somewhere where there's no mosquitoes with Zika. That's the big deal. Fine.
I understand that, but...
So, okay.
If your only concern is that you could possibly catch Zika and then get pregnant, don't try and get pregnant.
What if you don't try and get pregnant?
What do you mean?
They don't have to...
What, do these Olympians plan on going down to Brazil and, having relations with everybody?
They come home and you just said they don't even know enough about Zika to know when you can safely have sex. So what if they come back in 4 weeks, they have sex, condom breaks, they're trying to be safe.
Well, you just said 4 weeks. I would have waited 6 months if I went to Brazil.
So if they waited 7 months and they got pregnant and they still had Zika, they don't know anything about Zika. Zika is a brand new disease. It's not something that they have figured out yet.
No, I understand.
So why put all these people in in dangerous situations? It's fucking stupid.
I think we're talking about two separate things.
No, not really.
Yes, I think so. Because Zika, based on these recommendations, is a 6-month-long virus that you shouldn't try and have a baby. And if you're pregnant, don't go near.
Okay.
But I understand what you're saying, that because of this threat, you know, okay, fine, let's move it somewhere else. But I don't see it as this big scare. Like, to me, Ebola was way scarier.
Oh, yeah, but Ebola was killing people.
Exactly. It's way scarier than Zika.
Yeah, but...
But I understand from women who are pregnant, though, that this is a real threat.
Okay.
But if you're not pregnant and you're not trying to get pregnant, wait 6 months.
So you're saying wait 6 months to even have sex?
Well, not to have a baby.
I understand that. But just because you're safe during sex, you wear a condom. What if the fucker's it breaks? And then you're pregnant and then you got a baby with a birth defect.
Well, you should also have birth control. You should also.
God damn, son.
I mean, there's plan B is over the counter.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, the fact that they're putting these athletes in this type of a risky situation is ridiculous.
I agree. No, I understand.
No one listened to anybody, and now they're dogging people for being afraid, I guess. You know, it's fucked up.
Well, there's a lot of other stuff going on behind the scenes with the Olympics, too. As far as in Rio, Rio apparently, you know, received all this money 5 years ahead of time to do infrastructure updates, and they are not anywhere near where they need to be as far as their water goes.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
Did you hear about this? Where
they were swimming in a lake and they're actually swimming in shit.
Yes, but it's from the hospital. The hospital is discharging in the area that they are going to be doing the row competitions
yeah,
and
shit.
The swimming competitions.
It's doo-doo, so if you like fucking swimming there,
they
you're
going to
die.
They have sewage waterfalls in the city.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. It's bad.
See,
it's really bad.
See, at that point, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go down to Rio and I'm going to go on vacation. I ain't swimming in that shit and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit what they offer me. I'm not swimming in that fucking water.
Mm-hmm. I think it's called row. The rowing team is literally going to have to wear microbial, I think is what they're called.
Microbial
suits.
Something like that, yeah.
In order to stay safe, because these people are swimming, literally swimming in
shit.
But
it's shit.
Not even just that, discharge from a hospital. That's, I mean, radiation. You have, you know, unsterilization. I mean, it's
shit.
Oh, yuck.
It's doo-doo.
Oh, it's bad. Very, very bad.
Yeah, I don't even like talking about these Olympics because it pisses me off. You know, they just make me mad. It's just a bunch of mismanagement bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, they got, you know, 5 years ahead of time, they got all this funding in order to get the Rio up to, you know, the standards. And all of the projects have been put on hold.
Yeah, so where did all this money go?
Exactly. Exactly.
Politicians and hookers and shit?
Yep.
I mean, seriously.
Yep. Yep.
Corruption.
There was a whole
at
article.
At its finest. Hillary Clinton.
Are we going into that topic again? Are
not,
we revisiting that?
Maybe not yet.
Okay. So, yeah. No, it's a mess. There was a reporter who actually did a whole article on this, that he was kind of afraid to go to Rio because of all these issues that they're having. I was like, ooh, I don't know if I would have published
that.
Well,
tell him to bitch about it like all the other people, and they'll boo him because he's...
They'll start screaming at him.
Stupid.
You're afraid.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, I'm rightfully afraid. First of all, your water is shit water.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, think about it. What about the drinking water supply? Where do they get that from?
Exactly. Yep. More than half the city isn't on city water and sewage. I mean, live in raw sewage.
Yeah, so where does it go?
Exactly.
It goes somewhere.
Yep. But let's talk about something a little more positive.
I'm happy about that.
A little more positive with the Olympics. We won our first gold medal.
Yeah.
The U.S. team won, or the U.S. in general, won the first gold medal. It was for...
Busting caps.
Yep, for shooting. I think it was... Was it target?
I don't know exactly what it was. I
thought it was something shooting.
It was shooting. I don't know the...
But it was a young teen girl. Yay, go USA! But then I also wanted to mention, I don't know if you heard about this, the refugee team. Have you heard about them?
Refugee team.
There's a refugee team. They have no country. They don't represent a country. They have no national anthem. They don't even have a flag. They just march under the Olympic flag. And I feel like I've seen this before in a couple of other Olympics where they're not really represented by a country. But it's 5 South Sudanese, 2 Syrians, 2 DR Congo natives, 1 Ethiopian, and there are various things that they're doing as far as swim, judo, and track and field. And the team just seems really interesting to me as far as, you know, that they aren't representing an actual country, but they are still trying to be represented in the Olympics. And I don't know if they're a lot of their stories are bringing awareness to, you know, what's going on in other countries, what's going on in the world. So I don't know. I think this is something that is just going to evolve as we go into other Olympics as well. Because, I mean, this is 10 people. I mean, imagine what in the future it'll bring as far as, you know, more refugee teammates. So I've read a couple of their stories, and it's very interesting to see how they went from refugee camps in these various countries to actually trying to pursue the Olympics.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you think about it, you know, all these other countries like the United States and China, they have training, all that stuff. How do these people go through and become good enough to actually be in the Olympics? That's crazy.
Who's coaching them?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they don't have any money.
Yep.
You know, stuff like that.
Yep. I wonder, I didn't read far enough into it. I've read some of their stories about how they came into pursuing the Olympics, but I didn't really read into, you know, where they were training or if the Olympics was actually providing them with anything, but I'm sure they are. I would think they would.
Well, I mean, the way that countries like ours train, they'd have to have, to me, if to be competitive, they've got to have some kind of training. I don't know. I just don't know where they get it from.
Mm-hmm. But Missy Franklin is the U.S. swimmer.
Yes.
And she is awesome. She was beast in all of the prequels. But there is a South Sudanese swimmer on this refugee team who shows a lot of promise in the pre-qualification meets. She was beasting too. So I'm really curious to see what she's going to do. And I'm rooting for her too. I mean, I love Missy Franklin. I think she actually is a very good person. It seems like, you know, she's not negative in any negative limelight. But I'm also rooting for the South Sudanese girl.
Right.
Go. Yay.
All right. So now it's my turn.
All right. Go ahead.
I've got a really, really weird one. So there's this Russian doctor that wants to perform the world's first head transplant. Oh my God. I can't even talk about this.
I mean, I seriously feel like we're going back to like when the Nazis were doing all these crazy experiments. Okay.
So I just don't. I want to know how do you keep you? Okay. You chop this dude's head off because they have to cut the heads off. Okay. How do you keep that head alive? Seriously.
It doesn't make sense to me at all because
do you have a bunch of cakes lined up with kids behind them blowing candles out into the head so that the dude's getting fucking oxygen to his brain or what?
That was the dumbest visualization that you could have ever provided.
Well, that was the only thing I could think of off the top of my head.
Because they're literally blowing smoke into a guy's head.
Well, maybe he's a smoker.
Okay.
But anyway, this guy that's, you know, all for doing this and he's signed up for this world's first is he's terminally ill. He's got some kind of muscle degenerative disease. So if he doesn't do this, he's going to die. But I'm like, come on,
man.
But
if he does do this, he could possibly die as well, more than likely. Honestly,
he's probably going to die. Because like I was reading about the procedure. So they have this, it's like a blade that's so thin, and it's made out of diamonds. So it's ultra sharp, and it actually cuts. I just don't get it. But when they fuse the dude's head onto his new body, he's got some kind of like magic ingredient. This is what the article said. He's got a magic ingredient that'll fuse the spine together. I'm like, what the fuck? Is the dude going to Lowe's and buying a caulk gun and shit? God damn.
The cement, the quick cement.
Liquid nails. Your shit's staying on, bitch. And then
No. It makes no sense to me because how can you fuse a spinal cord from one to the other?
There's thousands of nerve endings.
Exactly.
In your
they don't just reconnect.
On top of that, the fucking fact that, I mean, people that get organ transplants, they have struggles with rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this is the whole fucking body.
Yep.
Oh my God, man.
But see, to me, I'm really curious as to, not that I want to really, you know, get into the spiritual aspect of it, but I want to know what the spirit would do, you know, if your spirit you can't really say that your spirit's attached. Some people say it's attached to your body.
I think it's your conscience.
You know, like,
but that's your brain, isn't it?
Yes, your conscience is your brain.
Okay.
But I don't know. I feel like some people say, you know, your spirit's attached to your body. Some people say it's your brain. Some people say, so this to me is like, will he still be himself? You know?
Do guys have two spirits because we have two heads?
We're not even going. We're done.
No,
we're done with the whole two head theory here.
Oh, well, I was just wondering.
No, so I'm very curious. I mean, would he still be himself, or would he, would his heart be, because, you know, when people get heart transplants, they say, you know, my heart, I still feel the love that, you know, the person that I got the heart from felt for if I saw their parents or something.
That's kind of weird.
You never heard that?
No, never.
I have. I actually read a book on it where.
But that's kind of interesting because, I mean, if you think about it, this whole dude's body.
Right. So, I mean, is he going to still be himself?
I don't know.
That's, yeah. That's, I mean, like, that's
to
twisted.
Me, to me, your personality and stuff is linked to your dome.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that for the most part, he's probably going to be himself. If he, I mean, this is if the guy lives. It'd be kind of cool if he lived, but. Yeah, I just don't get it. I don't know how you can do it, but there's a lot of people that, you know, say that this is kind of immoral because it's not. The chances of this dude living is probably not very good.
So he's basically assisted suiciding.
Well, I mean, he's going to die anyway.
No, so. I understand that, but in order to do the procedure, I mean.
Well, I guess that, I guess the fact that there is a chance that he can live, he
isn't, it's not considered that
he can live with that, I guess. Yeah, you know. Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna try, I'm doing my best to stay alive, and if I don't do this procedure, I'm gonna die.
Right.
So if I do this procedure and there's a even just a 1% chance of me living and being okay, then I'm gonna take it. Mm-hmm. Because there's a 100% chance I'm gonna be dead in a year or 2 years, whatever his prognosis is, you know? Right. I mean, well, it's kind of a bad position to be in. I don't even like thinking about shit like that.
No, me either. But it honestly reminds me a lot of like the Nazi era, where the crazy doctor actually attempted to put two heads on one person to see if he could create Siamese twins.
That's and, sick.
I mean, the dude was nuts, but we actually got a lot of information that we use now in psychology from his experiments. And, I mean, God.
This doctor, his name is Dr. Sergio Canavero, and his new nickname now, since he's all for doing this procedure, is Dr. Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, yeah.
So it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one more quick thing.
Okay.
This one's kind of fast because we're running out of time here. By the way, we're going to try to cut these episodes in half. We were down here for a while. But anyway, there's a petition out there on whitehouse.gov about Harambe, the ape that I think the Cincinnati Zoo shot because lack of parenting caused a kid to fall into the, you know, the gorilla cage or whatever you call it, you know, their little habitat. Well, there's a petition to rename a USS Navy ship to the USS Harambe, replacing Harvey Milk, the USS Milk, which is kind of strange to me. This is a monkey. You know, I'm very upset that this monkey died. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking bullshit.
He didn't have to die. It shouldn't have played out that way.
That monkey should not have been killed. You know, if parents were parenting correctly, then this would have never happened. This wouldn't even be a story. But shit happened. The monkey died for lack of parenting. Anyway, but to me, what did this monkey do for
America?
America. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like. How does an animal deserve a name of a ship?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Harvey Milk was one of the first openly gay people to be elected to public office.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a big advocate for, you know, gay rights and all that stuff.
He's in the history books.
Yeah, that's historic. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not a monkey getting shot.
Yep.
I'm sorry. You know, I, like I said, I wish that never happened, but
Let's make a memorial for the monkey.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's make a statue for the monkey. I mean, the ape. You know, yeah, I think that's a little much to go to that extent, because I think Milk was, he was in the military, right?
I'm not 100% sure on that. I just know that he was elected to some board of supervisors in California, and he was a big advocate for civil rights and, you know, gay rights and stuff, which is, you know,
he was big in the
serious
political world. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, especially back in the, his times, is I think he was actually, I think he was actually assassinated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he was assassinated. I think in like 1978 he was assassinated, so. So he died for what he believed in, you know,
right,
which was a society that accepted gays. So, I mean, that's kind of serious.
Yeah,
it's not a monkey getting shot in a pen, which shouldn't have happened. I agree, but you can't take away some dude's achievements and give it to a monkey.
Yeah, no, that's a bit extreme. Like I said, let's make a statue, a memorial, you know, something along those lines for the monkey, too.
And let's lock the parents up. No, I'm serious, man. That's ridiculous. Come on, parent your child.
To an extent.
Damn,
I mean, we
son.
Have a toddler, too. She gets wily. I would never let her get that insane near a actual animal exhibit, mind you. But I understand from a parent's standpoint that some things do happen.
They do, but how does that happen?
That's a bit extreme. You know, there's probably some circumstances that we don't know. I don't want to shame other parents. I don't want to judge other parents, but you know, that's a bit extreme. But to name a USS ship after the monkey who, you know, could have possibly hurt a child, you know, he wouldn't have meant to. He's a monkey.
Yeah,
he doesn't
know.
But, you know, the fact that he was shot was very sad. You know, it shouldn't have happened. But, no, this deserves it a lot more than a monkey does.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact, yeah, you can't name a fucking boat after a monkey. God damn, son. Think about that shit.
I mean, his name's not bad.
No, it'd be a badass boat name. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that's an awesome name.
That fucking USS Harambee is coming. Oh, my God. We surrender. That sounds like the shit.
Yeah, versus, you know, USS Milk. I mean, that's not
yeah,
great, but the connotation behind the name
exactly.
is,
I mean,
yeah, based on his accomplishments, it's awesome. But USS Milk, I mean, I guess you can go with, you know, got milk.
I don't get it.
All right, fine. Yeah, so I don't know.
Well, that was my take on that. I just thought it was kind of weird. I think that the people that put this petition together are, you know, kind of undercutting Harvey Milk's achievements and
right.
putting it on a monkey.
Right.
Which is kind of weird.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, it's not a good way to memorialize the monkey.
Okay, I mean, how about they should have, because they spun it into a political thing by saying, let's replace Harvey Milk's
yeah.
ship. It's not, I don't believe Harvey Milk is actually named on a boat yet, but
not yet.
It's in process.
Right.
It has been put in place that he is going to get a ship named after him. So how about you just say, let's name a boat after Harambee.
Right.
Not replace somebody.
Right.
There's a difference
in addition
there.
To.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. How about we have another boat? When we make another boat, we build another boat. Let's name it Harambee or whatever.
Right. Yep. So.
So I think we're about done this okay. week. We got 33 minutes. We
Woo-hoo!
Cut it in half. So.
Yay.
Thanks,
well,
everyone, for listening.
Last week you did a quote of the day.
So are you going to do one this week?
I want to do something different. I'm going to be different than you. You can do your quote of the day.
I'm going to be different than you.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Does that make sense?
It does, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to do a weekly challenge.
And what is that?
I want our listeners to talk to their spouse for a half hour to an hour without interruptions.
It's not possible.
I.e. phones, TV, kids. Find time to actually talk to your spouse for a half hour to an hour just to see if you can do it. Because when we started this podcast, we really didn't know if we were going to be able to sit here for 30 minutes, let alone last time it was, what, an hour and seven?
Yeah, exactly.
So just see if you can do it. I challenge you.
It's really not that bad. You just got to write stuff down and look at it. And yeah,
well, you don't have to do that.
No, you have to script it. You have to
script
it.
Oh, okay. All right. Because our
tough conversations
don't happen unscripted.
Oh, yeah.
But thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Like I said, email us, unholyunionpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know, you know, how your weekly challenge went. And, you know, if anything good comes up, we'll read it.
Awesome.
We'll talk about it on air. On air. All right.
See you next week.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.